Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Edward G. Robinson.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower comes along.
Hello, folks. This is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. And I'm going to sing a little song that if you haven't heard it before, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Baby face, you've got the cutest little all, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure start as I'm off, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty raw, you baby face. Baby face, you got the cute all, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Ah, oh, baby face, my poor heart is coming. You sure started some off, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. You're just as sweet as can be. You got me up a tree with your pretty eye, you baby face. Baby face, ah, you got the, oh, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You should have started, oh, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. It's like a breath of spring when Jolie sings about your baby face. Next week, folks, Enzio Pinza.
Oh, no, really, Al? Enzio Pinza?
I thought I'd mention it in case our program ran over.
Yeah, that's swell. But no kidding aside, really, Al, in all my experience, I've never heard anyone sing like you.
Thanks, Ken, but just how much experience have you had?
Well, I've been in radio a long time. I worked with Edgar Bergen, Bing Crosby.
Yeah, I know, and for the last year, you've been working for me.
Mm-hmm. When things are a little slow, you take anything. You know how.
Now, look, Ken, don't be taking this job for granted. You haven't even taken the announcer's test yet, you know.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Jolson.
Yes, sir.
I got an A in Velveeta and B plus in Cheddar. I did.
I guess you'll stay. Well, if you... that was just a quiz. But this is going to be the final exam.
What's it?
Come on. Read this little slip of paper.
Right,
go ahead.
Mean,
yeah, let me see if you can do it. Yeah,
well,
right there, right there. Yeah.
All right, let's see. The seething sea seetheth, and the seething sea subsideth. Many men must munch much mush. How's that?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Ken. But you should have emphasized many men must munch... munch. Yeah. You see, to do that... You gotta be a real mushmouth, you know?
Well, Al, I'm proud of your superior mushmouth.
I seem to be the best at everything. Excuse me, Ken, I see Oscar Levant's at the piano.
Right on over there.
Pardon. Oh, Oscar. Oscar, pardon me.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Nocturne for a mushmouth.
No, Oscar, really, I'm not kidding. What were you playing?
Nothing special. I was just sitting here listening to you talk, wondering when you'd stop.
What's the matter? Is there something wrong with the way I talk?
No, I was just reminded of what Cicero wrote in his orations. He said, old age is by nature rather talkative.
Yeah, but Cicero lived 2,000 years ago. And don't say he was referring to me.
Gee, Al, I'm impressed. How do you know about Cicero?
Oh, Oscar, I've been doing a lot of reading lately, really.
Since when is Cicero in the racing form?
Now, wait a minute. Just a moment. That ain't all I read.
Then what have you been reading? Periodicals?
Sure, I read everything. Periodicals, commas, question marks. Big words don't hold no
premonition for me. Why, I'm halfway through the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, when you were looking through the encyclopedia, did you find anything about Rachmaninoff?
Yes, I did. Strange. It says there, Sergei V. Rachmaninoff.
What does the V stand for?
V stands for Vasilievich, of course.
Bravo.
And you a musician, you paskudnik, you. Well, anyway, he was born in 1873. And one of his most important works was the Rachmaninoff Concerto, which he especially arranged for Oscar Levant and the Kraft Cheese Company.
Al, did it really say that?
No. But when I quote the encyclopedia, I like to improve upon it a little bit.
At the food store, go straight to your dealer's display of cheese. Buy enough smooth, melting golden cheese for a swell dinner main dish. Say, for example, a good casserole dish, rich in cheese goodness. Now, the price of cheese is down, and ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality, complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So tomorrow, get a smooth, melting Kraft pasteurized process variety, Kraft American or Old English brand. Or get K-brand natural cheddar, also fine for cooking. Save money by serving swell-eating cheese main dishes often.
Oscar, just a minute. Pardon me for interrupting you. You happen to know a tree in a meadow?
No, I live in a hotel.
Never mind, Oscar. I feel like singing a tree in a meadow, so make like a meadow, will you?
Believe me, if I were a meadow, you wouldn't be a tree in it.
Mm-hmm. There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see, I love you till I die. I will always remember the love in your eyes, the day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on, down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie. And wherever you go, you always know I love you till I
Oscar, that's beautiful. Say, by any chance, Oscar, when you were just playing that Brahms lullaby, could it have been for my baby?
As a matter of fact, Al, it was.
Yeah?
I always think about little Azar.
Oh, that's fine.
I was wondering, why don't you enroll him in a college? It's customary, you know.
Oscar, I don't care if my baby goes to college or not. And you know something? I don't mean this for flattery, but after hearing you play, well, I know musicians can do no wrong. They're just too busy for anything else.
Guess you never heard about a fellow named Artie Shaw.
Well, I'm still going ahead and playing little Ace's life musically. I can just see him when he's 2 years old. He'll come toddling into my room, and I'll sing to him.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. I still have you, sunny boy.
Then one day he'll meet a girl, and he'll carry her books home from school.
If he's your son, he'll be carrying her bank books.
Never mind, Oscar. And now Asa is going through the puppy love stage. That's a romantic moment, the first time a boy says,
I love you as I never loved before. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet.
Even if he is your son, love can't take up 24 hours a day. That's subtle, and I don't get it. Al.
Yeah?
Seriously, if he's going to be a musician, isn't it time he studied music?
You got something there, Oscar. I'll send him over to you for piano and insult lessons.
Good-o. The first lesson will go like this.
Yeah.
And then the second lesson goes like this.
Oscar, wait a minute. How can little Asa play that well on his second lesson?
Larry Park's son will be playing for him.
Well, about this time, Asa Jr. has outgrown his puppy love and is thinking seriously about girls. He meets the granddaughter of an old southern friend of mine, Colonel Delbruth. And her name is... Liza, Liza, skies are gray. But when you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away.
I'm a little neurotic. Don't you think it'll be more likely that Asa will sing...
I want some girls just like the girls that marry girls.
I didn't marry that many. Asa Jr. is now in college, and one day he gets me on the phone and he says, Pop, I need money. So I say, listen, Asa.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free.
But Asa says, Pop,
what'll I do when you are far away and I need move? What'll I do?
The poor kid. So I suppose you break down and send him a check.
No, I don't want to spoil him. But when he's married and settled down, that's the time I'm going to give him a real, real gift.
Probably an album of your latest recordings.
Well, that'll come in handy, because the next thing we know, little Asa will be on the Kraft television show with old Matty Melnick and Milton the Old Lug singing Chinatown. Chinatown, my Chinatown. Where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. Down the night so brown, hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy, oh, you Chinatown. Almond eyes so brown, hearts seem light, life seems bright, in dreamy, dreamy China, dreamy, dreamy China, China, Chinatown.
Right now, the food markets offer a wonderful array of fall vegetables. Big baking onions, cabbage, cauliflower, eggplant, juicy broiling tomatoes, and plump green peppers to stuff with rice or macaroni. Now, these are what we like to call the Velveeta vegetables because they all taste so good, served with a rich golden sauce made with Kraft smooth-melting cheese food. And what a good idea that is these days. What a bright idea for thrifty main dishes. Now, the price of Velveeta is down, yet golden Velveeta is one of the important protein foods. Yes, your smooth golden Velveeta sauce adds high-quality complete protein to your vegetable main dish. And what flavor Velveeta adds, too. Now, to make that rich, nutritious cheese sauce, simply melt 1/2 pound of genuine Velveeta in the top of a double boiler. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. Pour that glorious sauce over whatever harvest-time vegetable you've chosen. A money-saving main dish the dad and the kids will really go for. Tomorrow, get plenty of golden Velveeta for sandwiches and for cooking, too. Remember, at your food store these days, one of your very best buys is Kraft's famous Velveeta.
Hello, Oscar.
Hello, Eddie. Got your machine gun with you?
No. I'm just playing Edward G. Robinson tonight.
I'm glad you're here, Eddie, because Al is sure looking forward to your visit.
Where is he, Oscar?
Something new has happened to Al.
Yeah?
He's so scared of you. He's in his dressing room shaking.
Well, what's new about Jolson shaking?
Well, Eddie, he's expecting you to be like you are in pictures.
Oh, you mean I've got to pretend I'm the tough little Caesar gangster just to please the old boy, huh?
Please do it, Eddie. Do it for Jolie. He loves to play cops and robbers.
Yeah. He's amazing for an old guy like that.
Listen, he's not as old as he's cracked up to be. He's just cracked up.
Wait a minute, there he is. Here goes, Oscar. Well, so there you are, Jolson. You stool pigeon, you rat, you yellow-bellied dog, etc., etc., etc.
Welcome to the music hall, Eddie.
What music hall? Where's the music?
I've been singing.
I still say, where's the music?
But, Eddie, I just sang some about Chinatown, and the people seem to love that.
Oh, shut up. What are you giving away on the program?
Well, that gives me an idea. I'd like to give away Oscar Levant.
Now, shut up, see?
Eddie, what makes you so tough?
Well, it's the cigars I smoke. That's what makes me tough. You know what my cigars are made of?
No, I don't.
Well, they take the tender sedentary leaves and wrap them around a man who knows tobacco best.
Eddie, will you please do me a favor?
What is it?
You know, I saw the picture Key Largo, and I want to know, what did you whisper to Loreen Bacall?
Who wants to know?
Hmm?
Who wants to know?
Humphrey Bogart.
Bogart? How can you say Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson in the same breath?
I don't know myself. As a rule, I'm a little short-winded.
Bogart. Nothing but a cheap killer. You know, I don't think about killing all the time.
No?
I'm different from the other mugs. Now, you take the summer. I went to France, Switzerland, Italy.
Eddie, what did you do in Switzerland?
Pushed a couple of people off the Alps.
There's no need asking if you had a good time, because if you pushed a couple...
Now, shut up, Joseph. What are you letting me do to talk here?
Well, I had...
Look, come here now. Don't go away. Maybe you'd be interested in some hot paintings.
Hot paintings?
Yeah.
Hot oil?
I got a Michelangelo, a Rodin, a Whistler, a Rembrandt, and two covers from the Police Gazette.
Whose picture's on the Police Gazette?
You and Lillian Russell in tights.
Never wore tights in my life.
Say, Joseph. Look, how'd you like to take a gander at Rembrandt's marriage of Samson? You know the story, don't you?
No.
Yeah, well, Samson was the strong man with all the hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People used to look at him and his wife and ask, which one has the Tony?
Come here, Charlie. What are you trying to do, be funny?
No.
I got a good mind to rub you out.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You're just kidding, ain't you?
You think so, huh? Come on now, turn around. That's it. See this gun?
Well, I can't unless I turn around again.
Well, never mind. Take my word for it. I got a gun.
Eddie, please don't scare me like that. Honestly, I'm not as young as I used to be.
You were never as young as you used to be. When you used to be.
Stop the murder. Stop the murder.
Gee, new programs spring up all the time.
Man, will you? I'm bumping off Jolson.
Eddie, please don't. Eddie, please.
Okay, I'll give you a sporting chance. Levant, throw Jolson up in the air. I want to shoot at him.
Oscar. You're not going to stand here and see him shoot me, are you?
No, of course not. I'll go outside till it's all over.
Oscar, tell him not to do it. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm the closest thing to it to have. Oscar, for everything we've meant to each other, please, don't let him kill me. Please, Oscar, please.
Hey, Eddie, you better lay off. The joke's going too far.
Well, all right, Oscar. Now, look, Al, I was only kidding. The whole thing was just a joke.
Just a joke?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Just a joke. Well, why'd you tell me so soon? The first chance I get in 2 years to act without Larry Parks. Are you listening, Harry Cohn? I can act. Put me in a picture with Rita Hayworth. Put me any place with Rita Hayworth. Let me show you a piece of acting. Get this. Gentlemen. Gentlemen. You can resolute and resolute till the cows come home. But if any of you men touch a hair of that boy's head, your soul will burn in eternal fire, or my name ain't Tillman Joy.
Oscar, why did you do that?
I had to, Eddie. He was such a lousy actor.
Saturday, when you do the weekend shopping, it's a very smart idea to get plenty of Kraft's famous Velveeta. This nutritious, smooth-melting cheese food is one of your best buys in the food stores today because the price is down and because Velveeta is a bargain in nutrition. It's a protein food, a main dish food. And golden Velveeta melts so smoothly, combines so perfectly with other food, it helps you use up the leftovers, too. You see, delicious Velveeta really helps you save money three ways. So tomorrow, a good investment at the food store is the 2-pound Velveeta loaf for snacks, sandwiches, and most important of all, for cooking. Your folks will go for money-saving main dishes when they're rich with golden Velveeta.
Folks, the song I'm going to sing now is an expression of my love for my family and my home. I call it In Our House. In our house, we greet the morning sun. In our house, we have our share of fun. Look in and you'll know why the hours seem to fly until the day is done. And in our house, we have some friends drop in. In our house, we play a little gin. While someone on the floor you should have met before looks up with his big grin. And in the quiet of the night, a heart may shed a tear or two. In time, it turns out quite all right. We know our dreams can all come true. In our house, the joys that we know of, for all these, we thank him up above. We go our little ways and fill the fleeting days with the one we love in our house.
In our house, the joys that we know of, for all needs we thank him up above.
We go our little ways and fill the fleeting days with the one we love. In our house. Good night, folks.
Lester, the guy arranging with Metro Golden Mayer, producers of the Technicolor Picture, The Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner, Gene Kelly, and June Allison. Edward G. Robinson, as soon as shooting the Paramount Picture tonight, has 1,000 eyes. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.